Dean Orbison is the engineer in the electrical department who is spearheading the effort to raise the Blue Lake Dam. He could barely contain his enthusiasm for the project. When the dam was first built a half century ago, the engineers at the time planned for it to one day be raised.
If you build the dam bigger than you need, you pay for it earlier than you want to. And so they said, let's design it so someone down the road can design it, can raise it another 23 feet, which is right up to here. And they designed it so that it could be done. And that's how we can pull this off.
Pull it off and then some. The new design calls for raising the dam 83 feet, 60 feet more than the builders intended. The completed dam will go to the very top of the canyon. This increased water height, or head, is where the increased power comes from, not from the increased amount of water in Blue Lake.
That's how you make the electricity. We're using the same amount of water that's fallen into the lake every year for the last 50 years. We're using the same water. All we're doing is using it at a higher elevation so that we can generate more energy with it.
Construction began on November 1st. Orbison says we've been up there blowing up stuff since then. Crews have cleared and leveled a 2-acre site at the end of Blue Lake Road to stage construction materials and to assemble one very, very large piece of equipment.
This is the largest crane in the state of Alaska. This crane is it'll set on the right abutment here, and it will reach all the way across the dam to the left abutment. It is a huge, it's like something I've never seen before.
The crane is being hauled up the Blue Lake Road in pieces, each on its own flatbed truck. Orbison put up a picture of the operation. A worker standing on the ground is dwarfed by one of the crane's giant tracks. Besides the dam itself, crews will spend the next year constructing a new powerhouse to hold three new 5-megawatt turbines. The old powerhouse, with its pair of 3-megawatt turbines, will be converted into shop space. A new penstock, or pipeline, will connect the powerhouse to the rock tunnel that carries the water out of the lake. Upstream, crews will bore a new intake into the lake and connect it to the tunnel near where it emerges as a large pipeline in the Blue Lake campground. And those same miners are blasting a vertical shaft called a surge chamber through solid rock to the tunnel to absorb changes in pressure called water hammer when valves are closed in the powerhouse. In a new project, all this work could happen on a straight timeline, not so with Blue Lake. Except for a 2-month period in the fall of 2014 when water is diverted into the new powerhouse for testing, the old Blue Lake turbines will keep powering Sitka during the entire project. Managing power supply and construction at the same time is a big part of what Orbison called the game.
And so everything that we're doing here is determined not by when we can get the equipment delivered or when we get our act together on putting it in. It's controlled by the lake levels.
Orbison said that the electric department would impose a temporary rate hike during the planned outage in 2014 as a way of controlling demand. Using price in this way is a relatively recent development in Sitka. And while the Blue Lake project will provide relief from an overall power shortage here, Orbison suggested that the new supply of inexpensive power from Blue Lake was a windfall to be managed carefully.
If you convert your house from oil heat to electric heat, you can use up this project in a heartbeat. Our plan is to get you to do that for 20 years until it's gone, and then we'll cut you off. Right, Chris?
That's Orbison turning to Utility Director Christopher Bruton. Bruton and contract project manager Richard Linden also spoke to the chamber. Bruton referred to the Blue Lake expansion as a second chance for energy independence for Sitka. He hoped that 20 years from now, a future utility director would speak to the chamber and compliment citizens of today for their foresight in building the Blue Lake project, while also adopting the energy efficiency standards to make the project more than a short-term fix for unchecked growth in electric demand. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.